tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Grimila Maha, good Pat, and welcome back to Tip Today. Now, following my chat with Marion about antisocial behaviour in Carrick, lots of people getting on to us about various different towns around the county and various different issues. So it's something we will certainly go back to again, if not tomorrow, in the coming days. 1800 938 007, text and WhatsApp 083 311 3311. Now, every fortnight or so around this time, we speak to the Gardaí to keep you up to date on what's happening in the fight against crime around the county. And glad to be joined now by the Sergeant in charge of Nina Garda Station, Declan O'Carroll. Good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning, Fran.
And thanks very much for your time today. First of all, we're going to talk about some drug detections. I think we're beginning in Thurles, Declan.
Yes, Fran. This was a good detection by Gardaí in Thurles on the 24th of the 3rd, when Gardaí from the town observed two males acting suspiciously at the train station. Gardaí approached these males, one of whom took off on foot at this point. A bag was searched at the scene and found to contain approximately €10,000 worth of cannabis. The two males were arrested, and as I said, one after a short foot chase, both males were detained on suspicion of drug trafficking offences. One male was subsequently charged with offences contrary to the Misuse of Drugs Act, and a file has been prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions in relation to the matter.
And to Tipperary Town then, Declan?
Yes, Fran, on the 1st of the 4th, Gardaí at Tipperary Town searched the premises in Bansha, discovered quantity of suspected cocaine and cannabis with a value of approximately €2,000. Again, a male in his 20s was arrested for possession of drugs for sale of supply and subsequently charged. Again, a file will be prepared on that for the Director of Public Prosecutions, and there may be more serious charges down the line.
Right. Another seizure in Clonmel?
Yes, Gardaí in Clonmel seized €2,000, approximately €2,000 worth of suspected drugs and a suspected imitation firearm. On April the 1st, Gardaí from the Divisional Drugs Unit, the Detective Unit and the Community Policing Unit, assisted by the Southern Region Dog Unit, executed a search warrant at a house in Tveller Street in Mullinahone. And during the course of the search, cannabis herb and, as I've said, suspected cocaine and amphetamines with an estimated street value of approximately €2,000 was found, as well as an imitation revolver. All items that were seized have been sent for analysis. A male in his 20s was arrested and detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984 at Clonmel Garda Station, and he has since been released pending forensic testing of the drugs and the imitation firearm.
And up to your own beat then, Declan, around Nina. What happened?
Yeah, not to be leaving Nina out. On the 4th of the 4th, 21, again, members of the Divisional Drugs Unit stopped a vehicle on Church Road in Nina. And following a search of this vehicle and its occupants, one male was found in possession of suspected cannabis. A follow-up search was then conducted under warrant on premises on the outskirts of Nina, and approximately €1,500 worth of cannabis was discovered. The suspect was again arrested and detained at Nina Garda Station and later charged with offences under the Misuse of Drugs Act, including for possession of drugs for sale and supply.
And we stay in North Tipperary as well for some... is it burglary that went on in Nina?
Yes, this was burglaries and some thefts from card detected by members from Nina. In the early hours of the 25th to the 3rd, 2021, Gardaí from Nina attended the scene of a burglary of a house at an estate in the town. Gardaí followed up on this report and carried out house-to-house inquiries. From these inquiries, more information came in relation to two more thefts that were reported. From good follow-up inquiries, Gardaí were able to identify a suspect from descriptions given from the house-to-house and from witnesses. A male was subsequently arrested and detained at Nina Garda Station and made and was later charged with one burglary offence and two thefts in relation to the cars. And he was brought before the courts and he was remanded in custody in relation to these offences.
We keep hearing about the theft of catalytic converters all of the time now, it seems, Declan. And you have another incident of that. Is it Tipperary Town this time?
Yes. Gardaí are appealing for information regarding the theft of catalytic converter in St. Michael's Avenue area of Tip Town. Toyota Yaris was targeted in this theft, which occurred during the early hours of Tuesday, the 6th of the 4th, 2021. It's Fran, it's an ongoing trend in the division and has been highlighted on this slot by myself and Sergeant Kelly in Clonmel on the last two occasions. And there was an arrest made 1 month ago, if you recall. But the problem persists and it's ongoing. I would ask that if anyone sees or notices anything suspicious, that they're reported immediately through 999. There is a computer. Gardaí have a CAD system now, which will be able to send the unit that's most closely to the scene will be able to respond the quickest. So I would ask that that anyone who sees anything suspicious rings 999 and reports it immediately, no matter how small they think or insignificant it may.
Right, and that's never a load for the Gardaí. You're always anxious to hear from people, aren't you, Declan?
Yes, that's how we solved the last incident and how we generally solve things is quick response and quick and calls coming in from members of the public.
Very good indeed. A number of burglaries in Clonmel over the last few weeks.
Yes, Gardaí and Clonmel are investigating a number of burglaries over the last 2 weeks, targeting churches in these instances. On the 26th of March at approximately 10:30, Gardaí received a report of an alarm activation. St. Oliver's Church in Coolines. Gardaí found a door forced. That was on the 27th of March, Fran, excuse me.
Yeah.
Door was forced open and entry gained. And on that occasion, a collection box was taken. Then that happened at approximately 2:30 a.m. In the early hours of the morning of the 27th. And then a second church was targeted again in the early hours of the 27th at approximately 6 a.m., we believe. A door was forced and some religious items stolen from the church in Powerstown.
So you're thinking there might be a link there?
I would, yes. Yeah. And there was actually a third incident on the 30th, on the night of the 30th, the 31st of March, where there was damage to a window at the Church of the Resurrection in Burgery Lands in Clonmel. Church wasn't entered, but the handle of the window was damaged, so persons are possibly targeting these premises for burglary.
It's amazing, isn't it? Listen, you have some good news stories for us, don't you?
Yes, I suppose on the 2nd of the 4/21 at approximately 8:30, a lady contacted Gardaí to report that a male and female had gone walking along the forestry near the Devil's Bit at approximately 5 o'clock but had not returned, and two individuals in question had gotten lost in that area but had managed to contact local Gardaí before their phone went dead. Gardaí were luckily able to obtain GPS coordinates before the phone died. And two Gardaí were dispatched with the help of Garda Command and Control. And as I said earlier, GPS, Command and Control were able to navigate Gardaí to in the directions of the GPS coordinates that were given, and both persons were eventually located safe and well. Approximately 2 hours later, they were shaken and cold, but thankfully were okay.
It is a cautionary tale, though, isn't it, Declan, that, you know, if you are going out, be prepared going out.
Yes, just ensure you're adequately dressed and prepared, and for all eventualities, say, make sure your battery or your phone is charged, and that you dress accordingly. As you know, Fran, with the weather, it can change in an instant, and you could find yourself in difficulty on some of the many walkways around Tipperary and hill walks.
We often hear about stolen dogs. You have a good news story on this, though, because they were found, weren't they?
Yeah, on the 3rd of the 4th, 2021, two dogs were reported stolen in Aherlow and Tipperary. Thankfully, they were located yesterday wandering near a lake in Brough by a member of the public who brought them to a local vet. And Fran, the only way that the local vet could identify the owner was that both dogs were microchipped. So from that information, they were able to ascertain who the owner of the dogs were, and both dogs were since returned to their owner. So I suppose it highlights the importance of
the microchips. Of course it does indeed. Will you tell us a little more, Declan, about the establishment of the Divisional Crime Task Force? Because I know people will feel a bit reassured by hearing about that.
Yes, the Divisional Crime Task Force was started on the 22nd of the 3rd, 2021, as a proactive measure to prevent and detect crime across the aforementioned districts of Tipperary, Care, Turles and Nina. Six members in total are dedicated to this role, and they'll carry out checkpoints and targeted searches and arrests. And just in relation to that, members of the task force in Nina recently, on the 6th of the 4th, a male and a female were arrested and detained at Nina Garda Station on suspicion of a number of thefts from premises. both individuals were subsequently charged to court in relation to these thefts. So it's going well at the moment, Fran.
Good news there indeed. We're just after coming out of a bank holiday, Declan, and Operation Lifesaver was very much in vogue, wasn't it?
Yes, it was over the bank holiday, and it will continue, and Gardaí will continue, I suppose, to enforce Lifesaver offences. These are offences that are linked to reducing serious and fatal road traffic collisions. So I would like to remind your listeners that reducing speed, wearing a seatbelt, ensuring never to hold a mobile phone while driving will all make a contribution in reducing the road deaths and serious injury road traffic accidents across the division.
And of course, you and your colleagues, you're still out there where the restrictions are concerned, and you're policing that, Declan, all of the time.
Yes, there's still COVID enforcement checkpoints ongoing, and I suppose the regulations are changing slightly on the 12th, and there's a 20-kilometre limit, but the checkpoints are continuing through this, and I suppose Gardaí will continue to encourage and engage with individuals at these checkpoints to ensure that members of the public are compliant. And in the main, there is strong compliance with the regulation.
That's very good to hear anyway. Declan, thank you for your time this morning. Thanks very much and good morning to
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Fran.
How about you now? That's Sergeant Declan O'Carroll speaking to us there from Nina Garda Station, 1800 938 007. 17 past 11 right now. We'll take a break and then we're back with Tipperary's Hidden Histories.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.